The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 8th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of Elvis Presley, Tupelo, Mississippi, 1935. When he was 18, working as a truck driver, he wanted to give his mother a gift, so he stopped by Sun Records to record a couple of songs, My Happiness and That's When Your Heartaches Begin, which cost him $4 and which brought him to the attention of Sam Phillips, who called the young truck driver back in to see if he knew some other songs. It's the birthday of Stephen Hawking, the physicist, born in Oxford, England, 1942. He was in the middle of working on his PhD at Cambridge when he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. He spent a few months brooding over it and then realized that he still had some time to live, and he decided to do his PhD thesis on the subject of black holes, mysterious astronomical phenomena. He developed new theories about how they function, what role they might have played in the origin of the universe. Stephen Hawking, who spent his life pursuing a theory of everything, he said, "My goal is simple. It's a complete understanding of the universe, why it is as it is, and why it exists at all." Wrote a book for non-science readers called A Brief History of Time, From the Big Bang to Black Holes. It sold more than 10 million copies after it came out in 1988. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist John Neihardt, born near Sharpsburg, Illinois, 1881, grew up in Kansas and then in Nebraska. Loved the prairie, became a schoolteacher, moved to a town in Nebraska on the edge of the Omaha Reservation. In 1912, he began a huge project, a series of epic poems about the history of the West called A Cycle of the West, everything from the arrival of the first European trappers through the death of Crazy Horse and the Battle of the Little Bighorn. While he was doing research on it, he met the Oglala holy man Black Elk, a survivor of the massacre at Wounded Knee, who agreed to be interviewed, and that turned into a series of conversations which John Neihardt published as Black Elk Speaks. And it's the birthday of the poet Francisco González Bocanegra, born 1824, San Luis Potosí, Mexico. His girlfriend, Guadalupe, locked him up in a bedroom in the back of her parents' house and told him that she would not open the door until he had written the lyrics for a national anthem for Mexico. 4 hours later, he had written 10 verses to Mexicanos al Grito de Guerra, Mexicans at the Cry of Battle, some of which is still sung today as the national anthem. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled Unfortunate Location. In the front yard, there are three big white pines, older than anything in the neighborhood except the stones. Magnificent trees that toss their heads in the wind like the spirited black horses of a troika. It's hard to know what to do. Tall, dark trees on the south side of the house, an unfortunate location, blocking the winter sun. Dark and damp, moss grows on the roof, the porch timbers rot, and surely the roots have reached the old bluestone foundation. At night, in the wind, a tree could stumble and fall, killing us in our beds. The needles fall year after year, making an acid soil where no grass grows. We rake the fallen debris, nothing to be done. We stand around with sticks in our hands. Wonderful trees. poem by Lewis Jenkins, Unfortunate Location, from his collection All Tangled Up with the Living, published by 90s Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Alistair, produced by Thomas Schweitzer and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.